And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian and Israeli officials said on Saturday Israeli forces killed five Palestinians, including four fighters from the militant group Hamas, in an overnight raid near the city of Tulkarm in the occupied West Bank. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
The Palestinian Health Ministry said their bodies had been taken by the Israeli military. There was no information about the fifth man, whose body was too disfigured for immediate identification. During the raid, the Israeli army leveled a two-story house with a bulldozer in an operation that lasted more than 12 hours. According to Palestinian Health Ministry records, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers in the West Bank or East Jerusalem since October 7th. That's when Hamas militants attacked Israel. Palestinians want the West Bank and Gaza as the core of an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. U.S.-backed talks to reach an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians have been stalled for the past decade, but the Gaza war has raised pressure for a revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA News.